You got a little Ouija with Paddy Power on this one, then?
Yeah, mate. Big man to score any time. I'm backing him.
And it looks like it's the big man who's coming off.
Oh, he's going to struggle to score from the bench, pal.
Oh. Fear not, punter, because with Paddy Power's super sub, your bet carries over to the player coming on.
Y'all ready for this?
So now, all subs are super. Paddy Power. Football, you gotta love it. Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome along to the From the Horse's Mouth, not weekday. No, it is weekday, not midweek. Midweek! Well, we've got Punch 10. Can't wait for it. And we've got 5 days of racing. We're going to have daily podcasts. And I've got Rory Delargy and Rui Walsh all week long. Yeah, happy you're going to be staring at my face all week long, Rory Delargy? Yes, yes?
Certainly am, PK.
Thank you.
Especially in HD.
In HD, in full HD. Rui Walsh is, well, are you back in Ireland after what was a wonderful weekend for the wider Mullins camp?
Oh, yeah, I was back on Saturday night, PK. It was a great weekend, great day in Sandown. Yeah, spectacular. But I'm afraid that's history. It's about this week now, PK.
Everything, it keeps moving, that wheel. It keeps moving indeed. And we'll see how Willie Mullins gets on this week. He's going to have a fabulous week. Before I get cracking, if you're popping into a Paddy Power shop at any stage during Punch's Town, we've got a brilliant offer for you. Bet a tenner, have a double on any of the days, and we'll give you a free tenner double, or free tenner bet, actually, to use on any of the other races you fancy. That's on offer in the shops. If you check out the Paddy Power Racing YouTube channel, you'll see a little Punch's Town rewind show that's available for you to watch, get you in the mood if you haven't already got a bit of content for Punch's Town. 5 days of action, and we will be live every day, or at least recorded every day ahead of each of the day's action. So that's great news as well. Let's get cracking, lads. I did ask you to look at every single race, and you both said to me, no thanks for the first race. And that's not too surprising. So we're going to go straight to race number two. It is a handicap hurdle. It's a final. This series has been going on. Those of you who really know your jumps racing will have noted a few of these qualifiers over the course of the season. No prices as we record on Monday at 3:30, but a full field of 25 runners. I've got a tissue, Rory, and it's nines the field on that tissue. Does that sound about right, Rory?
Yeah, that does sound about right. This is a really competitive affair. Lots of eye catchers in qualifying races for this, including the one qualifier in the UK where we had the first three from that. So it's a really interesting contest.
David Maxwell riding, indeed, one of those for Venetia Williams, obviously in his own colours. Had you a fancy in it, Rory, or like out to Ruby?
No, I do. And I thought that race that David Maxwell's horse won indoor was a really interesting one. I thought the particularly interesting one out of it was the mare who finished third. If I can find her colours there, World of Dreams. It was part owned by a friend of mine, and I actually napped her in that race, him rather, in that race, World of Dreams. He was coming off off quite a long layoff, and I thought he might be well handicapped on his novice form. He's obviously had plenty of issues, and I thought they'd have him absolutely fit for that return. But of course, given it's a qualifier for this, and given Anthony Honeyball has actually done well at the Punchestown Festival in the past, I should have considered that this might have been the long-term plan. And he's interesting, World of Dreams. I think he'd come forward for that run, and he's very interesting. But I thought the most interesting horse in the race came from a really eventful qualifier at Downpatrick. If I can dig that out, bear with me a second. Paddy Smalstone was fourth in the Down Royal qualifier. And you can make a case for a number from that race based on how it panned out. But I thought he was the biggest eye catcher there. Mousie Brown won the race and then followed up next time. And she was badly hampered at the fifth last. But then Paddy's Milestone, who was disputing the lead at the third last, was then really badly hampered by an earlier faller running out at that flight. And he ran on to finish fourth. Now, it's very easy to say that Mousie Brown was the one who did very well to overcome serious trouble in running to win, and she's backed the form up. But actually, go back and watch that race again. Paddy's Milestone, I thought, was travelling best of all. Hadn't come under pressure from JJ Slevin at the time, still moving nicely. And interestingly, although he managed to get back into the race and finish fourth, obviously, I think he had to finish in the first six to qualify for this. JJ Slevin never lifted his whip once in the closing stages and just allowed Paddy's Milestone close up late on. I thought he was a massive eye catcher there. He was racing off a lowly mark of 102, gets in this off the same mark. I think he's an awful lot better than that. He'd shaped pretty well at Ferry House prior to that. And I think there's a lot more to come from him. He'll stay a little bit further than this, I would say, in time, but he's raced at 2 miles and 2.5 to date. And this is going to be a very well-run race over the extended 2 mile three. I just think he's thrown in off a mark of 102. He's not the only one with a chance. Plenty of others do. But I thought, in terms of who might be furthest ahead of the handicapper, I thought Paddy's Milestone was the one for me.
Lovely. Paddy's Milestone for Rory. And I'm just checking, I see 6 places we're offering online of this. So if you get an each-way prize, happy days. Ruby?
You'd want to be offering 6 places. To be honest with you, I'm going to take 2. I think Clanbury Bridge horse or trainers for courses, Philip Dempsey, has a great record at Punchestown, especially at the festival for a small yard. So I think Clanbury Bridge, who won last time at Cork off a mark of 100, is up obviously £7 for that Sam Ewing rides, but still at the right end of the weights. And the other one that caught my eye was Eric McNamara's runner that Connor rides, which was number 10, I think, Millstream Lady, who won at Naas here in January, then ran into Bioluminescence at Limerick on her last start. But I thought she won Cosley when she won at Naas, and I thought looked like she was being laid out for something like this.
Lovely. Okay, 2 for Ruby and Clonbury Bridge and Millstream Lady and Paddy's Milestone for Rory. That's 3 against the field, but 6 places each way. Sure, why not? You could even pop them all in. Right, first of the grade ones of the week is the Champion Novice Hurdle, sponsored by KPMG. 2-miler, this one. And we have the big two in, the supreme big two, Slade Steel, Mystical Power. 5-4, we go Slade Steel on Monday afternoon. 11-4, Mystical Power. Tully Hill, 6-1. 7-1, Firefox at 16's bar. So I go back to you, Ruby, because Willie's obviously got a few, including Mystical Power, who's been busy.
Yeah, it does, but a lot depends on the weather here, PK. Obviously, we're recording Monday afternoon, but there's a lot of rain forecast tonight. How much falls, who knows? But I do think that you'd have to wait until after that handicap hurdle tomorrow to see what the ground is really like at Punchestown. If it is on the slower side, if we get the rain, I think Slade Steel will be impossible to beat. But his form is best on testing ground. And providing the rain comes, I don't see how any of the horses in the Supreme turn the form around with him. But if it does dry up, I think Tully Hill could run a big race. So if it stays dry, I think Tully Hill is an each-way chance at the price he is. If we get the rain, Slade Steel is going to be really hard to beat. And I think the one that could be overpriced is Asian Master, who on slow ground might just keep going well as well at 16-1. I think he's an easy race week if the rain comes.
All right, I'm going to look for scientific for that kind of ipso facto stuff. If the first word in the going is soft, can I assume Slade Steel? But is that, yeah, that basically what we need to have? The first word is soft.
I think once the first word is not good.
Okay, right. Okay, so that's very, that's handy. So if the first, so if it's yielding or worse, essentially.
Yeah, yielding to soft. Exactly. I'd be Slade big Steel. Time with Slade Steel.
Okay, I'd say we probably get there. But otherwise, yeah, maybe have a look at Tully Hill. So keep an eye on that forecast, keep an eye on the ground conditions. Rory, had you an angle?
Only in terms of there not being an awful lot between the form horses, Slade Steel, Mystical Power and Firefox. And I thought at 7-1, you could afford to back Firefox each way. Again, I was with him each way. He was only 6 runners at the entry, but I thought he was a big deal to Mystical Power. And he ran an absolutely huge race to be beaten half a length, battling on really well in the finish. I don't think there's much between the three of those on form. And yet you can back him at an each way price. And if he finishes third, beaten 5 lengths, you're still making money off him. So that's the way I'll approach the race again.
Okay, Firefox each way for Rory. Keep an eye on that forecast. If we get a bit of yielding or worse, Slade Steel. If better than that, maybe look at Tully Hill in the first of the grade ones. That is the KPMG Champion Novice over the 2 miles. Back into handicap hurdling action we go. 4:15, the Killeshee Hotel handicap. 4 is the field on Monday afternoon. Daddy Longlegs for Willie and Paul in those Donnelly silks. We wish them commiserations after the loss of Shishkin. So terrible news that was broken Sunday night. Daddy Longlegs, the winner at Ludlow last time out under Patrick. Then you've got Gavin Cromwell's Toto 2, used to be trained by Peter Fahey, now Gavin Cromwell's Sean Flanagan. Rat Gull Boy, another one of these Willie Mullins horses who went to Wales to win an Egg and Spoon under Patrick. And then Bialystock. And I have to go straight back to you, Rory, because this Bialystock, yourself and, was it Joe, I think, on the pod, I think, or is it Ruby? No.
Frank.
With Frank, thank you. Yes, it was Frank and yourself.
Frank was on the last time.
For me, I didn't like the way he finished the race. I don't know what you thought, whether he was just beaten by Better Horse, but I thought he got there and he could have won his race and he didn't. That's just my angle. But are you going to give him another chance?
Yeah, I thought he just ran out of puff a little. He drifted to his left. He was slightly hampered by the winner, but it didn't cost him the race. And he hasn't finished as strongly as the winner. I think the winner had a little bit in hand there. To be honest, he was a bit green in front. I mean, he was challenged. He found a bit more. I thought Bialystok ran well. My problem with Bialystok here is, of course, that the real appeal of backing him in the UK was that the UK handicapper had been very kind to him. And the Irish handicapper hasn't. He's actually, he was lower in the UK than he was in Ireland. And now he's back in an Irish handicap. He's not quite so well treated. But of course, he won this race last year. He comes here in form. I think he'll run well, but he's not my pick in the race because of that, the handicap differential. It's not a huge amount. I mean, he's 140 here. He was 139 there. But we know that horses like him tend to be a little bit higher in the weights. So I think he's got a half decent chance. But I do like one here.
Okay.
With a lightly braced profile over jumps. And that's Smooth Tom, named after Tom Nugent, of course.
The smoothest of Toms. Make the case for Smooth Tom.
It's a very easy case to make. He's a classy, classy horse on the flat, as he showed when finishing a very good second in the Irish Lincoln last time out. He's adaptable on the flat as well. He stays about a mile and a half. He's very lightly raced over hurdles. He needs to learn a little bit about jumping. He got stuck in the mud essentially last time out when we saw him in that grade one future champions novice hurdle at Christmas. He handles soft ground on the flat, but when it gets very heavy over hurdles, I think it tests his stamina. He would just about be at, say, 2 miles. And when he has won previously over hurdles, he's essentially outspeeded his rivals, and he'd have a pretty good turn of foot for a hurdler of this trip. So a little bit of a concern about his general lack of experience over hurdles. But I think he's well treated off 130 based on his flat form and based on how he's shaped in his first two starts over hurdles. He won't mind a little bit of rain here. I don't think he's going to turn heavy. It certainly won't be as testing as it was at Leopardstown over Christmas, but he handles all ground. I think the only issue with him over hurdles is really testing winter ground would put pressure on his stamina, whereas essentially his main asset is speed. And Punchestown, even in a big field, can very much play to speed. So Payne Quirk takes 5 off as well. I just think he looks well treated. Clearly, he's giving away that experience advantage to some of the others, but that's how you get well handicapped. And he's definitely well treated off a mark of 130.
Smooth Tom for Rory, for Andrew Slattery and Kean Quirk. And Smooth Tom might be hosting this tomorrow because I butchered my intro earlier on. So it's so bad. Ruby, your thoughts on this handicap?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I could see where Rory's coming from with Smooth Tom, and that form from Leopardstown obviously ties in with Daddy Longlegs, who pulled up. At least Smooth Tom finished in that race, a future champion novices hurdle. Daddy Longlegs then went to the Dublin Racing Festival and was disappointed, won at Ludlow since. But again, he won't want the rain. The one I thought was interesting was Toto 2, who made a winning debut for Gavin Cromwell at Nace. On the 4th of April, he had previously been with Peter Fahey. He beat Dark Knot on that occasion. An undeniable alibi. Stoke the Fire was 4th. We saw him bolted in a perch during the week. And I just thought Toto 2 was going in the right direction. I thought he was a snug winner in this. And I thought there was more to come from him.
All right, Toto 2 for Sean Flanagan, now Gavin Cromwell, as Ruby said. And I thought I agree with Rory. Tom should take over the pod tomorrow. Probably should.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
450 is the next. It's the Goff's Land Rover. Oh, Goff's Defender bumper. My apologies, It's not the Land Rover, it's the Defender bumper. I was watching a bit of Kentucky, 3-day event, and I saw Ollie Tennant won one of these for a year. Ruby, don't know if you caught any of it, probably not. Ruby, this is a storied bumper. You have to be sold at a certain sale, usually won by a good horse. We never know how good it's going to be, though, because it's a very small sample of horses. But tell us about the William Mullins entries.
Yeah, he has to be bought at the Goff's Defender sale to run in the Goff's Defender bumper. And Willie has 3 in here, Hefe, Jean-Zach and King Roscoe Gray. King Roscoe Gray was obviously the sale topper. I think he was the sale topper anyway, by Galloway when he was bought last year. He does go really well at home. Jean-Zach is by Maris Marvel, does things nicely. And Hefe is a son of Dr. Dinos. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, PK. I think there's loads of races at the Punchestown Festival. Obviously, Patrick has gone for King Roscoe Gray, but I think all of ours would improve. I mean, no, Willie Wynn can win this race and has done a couple of times, but when you're buying them in June, we don't see these horses until sort of early November, maybe even December time before we get them when they're broken and they go through their early paces. And these are all going to improve. If one of them is a real superstar, natural ability will come out. Maybe that'll be King Roscoe Gray, but I really am guessing.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Just got a little bit of info into it nonetheless. Back to the grade one. We know about these horses over fences for the 2 milers. It is the Champion Chase, 5:25. Dino Blue with El Fabiolo obviously going to Sandown at the weekend. Dino Blue steps up as the main hope for Willie Mullins. 2-1 favourite on Monday afternoon. Captain Guinness, 7-2. Banbridge for Joseph drops and trip into 15-4. 11-2 Gentleman to me. And then Tens Bar. All right, Ruby, go straight back to you then. We'll start with Dino Blue, I suppose.
Yeah, look, she's in good form. Obviously, change of tactics to help her get the trip in Cheltenham, and she couldn't quite get by Limerick Race. But having watched the race a couple of times again, PK, I think she was close enough at the third last. She was definitely close enough at the second last, and even going to the last, I thought she was close enough with her speed to get by Limerick Race, and she didn't. So I was slightly disappointed with her. And again, looking at the forecast, I fancy two here. I think if it rains, I do think the way the race will be run with Dysart, Dynamo, Saint Sam, a few more in there, they'll go a strong gallop and it'll suit Captain Guinness. And if I think if it stays dry, I really do fancy Gentleman to me. I think he's cropped up in one of these races the last couple of years. Last year it was at the Dublin Racing Festival, the year before it was here at Punchestown. He has a habit of cropping up, and I think if you've got dry ground, if there's no rain falls, I'd be siding with Gentleman to me. And if we do get the rain, I'd be with Captain Guinness.
Okay, so that Champion Chase form, essentially, you think is going to hold up one way or
the other.
Yeah. One way or the other. Rory, your take on the Champion Chase?
Yeah, I think that the rain, again, is the crucial aspect. Banbridge has been waiting for good ground all season. Looked like he was going to get it here. Surprised they let him take his chance at Cheltenham in the end, and he ran no race that day. But if the rain gets into the ground again, that would be a negative. And it's interesting to try and cheek pieces on him. I think the ground will be too soft for him again. I mean, it really is. Ideally, he'd want a good deferment, which you don't get these days. It really is. It really is important to Banbridge. Captain Guinness, obviously, is a horse I was with in the Champion Chase, and he's got obvious enough claims here. But he's disappointed at this meeting twice before. He's been well beaten as a novice at this meeting, and he was well beaten in this race 2 years ago. It's not the time of year because he came to Sandown after Cheltenham last year and ran very well to be second to John Bond. He wasn't far off his very best then. He would go close. I mean, as Ruby says, the race will set up nicely for him. But the fact that he's disappointed this meeting twice in the past and he's a much shorter price than you were getting at Cheltenham is off-putting.
Have you a selection?
Oh, yes. I wasn't as disappointed as Ruby was with Dino Blue at Cheltenham. I think she'll be better back at this trip. And obviously, there's one thing, sort of being close enough to pass one who's got first run on you, but it doesn't necessarily make it any easier for you to hit overdrive. And I think if you look at her form earlier in the season, it stands up very well. And I think given a slightly more prominent ride here back at 2 miles, I think she's the one they all have to beat. And I think her price is fair, given I'd be negative about the next two in the market.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, so Dino Blue for Rory. And then again, we're on Weather Watch for Ruby. Captain Guinness if on the soft side, Gentleman to me if on the quick side. So JP O'Manus could have a good day, two of his put up. Right, on to the last of the grade ones on day one. It is the 3 mile, 1 furlong novice chase at the Dooley Insurance Group Champion Novice Chase. Monty Star, 2-1 favourite on Monday afternoon. 5-2 Spillane's Terror for Jimmy Mangan and Mark Walsh. 9-2 Embassy Gardens. That's the pick of Paul. Well, it was either that or Sharjah, I suppose. American Mike then for Cornelian Jack is 9-1, 12-1 Sander Caglan, who seems to have been back to big prices. Also 12-1 Three Card Brag. Sharjah at 16s. Charging a 3 mile, 1 furlong novice chase. Fair play. What a horse he's been. An 18-1 Salvador Ziggy. Okay, Ruby, go back to you then. Embassy Gardens. I mean, what? I thought he came there with a good chance at Cheltenham, but just didn't seem to. I don't know whether he didn't stay or
he
what.
He never got into a rhythm. He never jumped. He made too many mistakes. PK. Been to two Cheltenham festivals now and run bad on both occasions. So can forgive him that. Still think he has to improve to win this race. I don't think any of his form is quite up to it. His Hot Balance Tower was good at Fairy House, but the more I look at it, the more I'm coming around to Monty Starr. I thought he was really good when he beat Three Card Brag here. And again, the Brown Advisory wasn't that near race, but Stay Away Fame and a good gallop early, but he was slowing down in front from a long way out. And I don't think Monty Starr's jumping was used to its full extent. Now, it didn't matter. He wouldn't have beaten Factor 5 whatever way they rode him. But I do think that if he was at jump more, he may well have been a more impressive second. And I think Punchestown would really suit him. Three fences down the back, two up the side and two down the straight on the way home. I think jumping counts here, and I think Monty Starr's jumping can seal the deal for him.
All right, Wolper Henry and Rachel could have a good afternoon. Captain Guinness earlier as well. Rory?
I couldn't agree more. I was with Monty Starr, Andy Post, for the Brown Advisory, and had him in my various multiples there. And again, I just completely agree with what Ruby said. The race didn't really show him to best of fate, but he still showed himself to be a high-class, a novice chaser. He was very impressive here early in the season when beating Three Card Brag. That form looks a bit better now with Clark Kent picking up some prize money in the Scottish National. So, he's a really likable horse. He's thoroughly unexposed still, and I think he's the one they have to beat here.
Okay, double vote, lads, with Monty Starr. And smell maybe a nap as well, potentially, there at Monty Starr. Quick word on Willie's newcomer in the bumper in the Master and Colours, Unknown Entity, aptly named, although has run a point, so it's not that unknown.
Yeah, and ran the point this February at Bell Harbour, so it's second to a horse called That's Nice of Derek O'Connor's. And again, unlike Willie, to run a horse that quick. Obviously he was in Pat Doyle's when he ran at a point of point on the 4th of February, so he's only been in Clough Sutton 2 months, so he's an unknown entity to us as well, PK.
Fair enough. I'm just looking at the trainers and some of the connections here. It's funny, some of these Punchdown bumpers, there's Jim Bulger with a horse in the bumper in his own colours. Now, we know, or those of you really follow your racing, Jim had plenty of hurdlers and bumper horses back in the day, and maybe you might be able to tell me, who is Jamie Albert Sloan, who trains for the in the Bartlett Silks? Does anyone know? He's got a horse newcomer in the Bartlett Colours called Sutherland. Anyone? Euler? No. Okay, that was interesting. Very well bred horse in the Bartletts. They're only Bartlett Colours. Jamie Albert Sloan trains Sutherland. One to watch out for as well. That's one for your RT. You won't be covering that race in RT, Ruby. You'll be grand. You'll be long gone. You'll be in the champagne bar at that stage. Right, lads, that's day one done. Happy days. Now, best bets for the first day of the festival. And Roy DeLargy, you get the honour.
I am going to go with... Sorry, I've already dug out a bit about Jimmy Sloan.
Keep going.
What, with Jimmy Sloan or with a nap?
No, with a nap, and then we'll get Jamie Sloan afterwards.
We'll get to that. Who am I going to go for? I'm going to go for... Ballymena horse, Ballymena/Larnhorse in the second race, the 3:05 Paddy's Milestone. Do you know what Paddy's Milestone is, by the way?
Not a clue.
Paddy's Milestone is the nickname for Ailsa Craig, the place where they make all the hurling
pearls
stones from. Big basalt rock between Northern Ireland and Scotland.
What do they make there?
You know curling, the sport.
Oh, curling stones. So is it hurling? I was like, what?
Curling? No. Curling stones.
Okay.
That's where they all come from.
Yes. They're all made there. Every single one.
Every single one, apparently. You can see that very. You can see that from the house I grew up in. We always called it Paddy's Milestone.
Very cool. It is one of the sports that I definitely would like to give a go, but. You know, you kind of need very specific conditions, which you don't often find out currently. Right, Paddy's Milestone, the best bet on day one for Rory. Ruby?
As long as it doesn't rain, PK, I think gentleman to me.
As long as it doesn't rain. Okay, so I'm putting that down as your selection then. Gentleman to me, if the ground is good, nap for Ruby in the 5:25, Paddy's Milestone in the 3:05. That's day one, neatly wrapped up. We'll be back for day two. Keep an ear out. As I mentioned, do pop into a shop. You get yourself a free tenner bet if you have a tenner double on the action all through the week as well. And listen out for us all week long. Thank you very much for your company, lads. Best luck on day one. And listen out for day two coming down very shortly.